My name is Denura, and welcome back to another episode of the Students Era Podcast. Today, there's not really a way for me to summarize the person I'm interviewing, because frankly, when I first saw her resume, I was in an utter state of shock. So I think it's best to let her introduce herself. Please welcome Eva.
Hi, my name is Eva. I'm from Harriet Watt, and I'm the executive of Event there. I am also a singer, writer, dancer, and I have my own songs already everywhere.
Now you guys can tell why I have no way to describe her. So firstly, Eva, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking. So let's just head straight into it. Before anything, first thing I want to talk about is your university life.
Yeah.
Being a second-year student at Harriet Watt, right? So how has your experience been being an international student studying in one of the largest international universities in the UAE?
So basically, first I was in a French school before, so I had this challenge to go to an English school when I was not really talking English. So everyone was like, are you crazy to do that? So the first trip was complicated for me, right? But the first day I arrived there, I was like, I want to change everything. I want to be part of the club, I want to be the president. I was trying literally to build my own club 2 weeks after.
Your social butterfly wings just opened.
Yeah, and everyone started to know me. And I was like, every day with the president saying, next year, I'm going to be in your team. You'll see.
Someone's got a strong personality.
And like, I really wanted to do a lot of things. And I was the dance teacher, the music teacher. I was doing a lot of workshops for musicals. Like, every week, people had workshops with me. So like, I did a lot for the first year, honestly.
Sounds like you may have lived in Harry Potter your first year.
This is what they say.
Basically expand the council, I'm assuming.
Yes. So more and more, I have a lot of fun with the team. They're like amazing. And after more and more people knew me, because the day before elections, I was talking to more than 2,000 people. Like, please vote, and then but saying why vote for me, not just like please vote.
It looks like you missed your inner campaign mode.
I did a big campaign mode. Like, it was huge. I did more than 20k views on Instagram because I posted a lot of videos about it, and I had like so many views about it.
Oh wow.
And people were like, oh, I saw your TikTok when you're dancing and saying events. I voted for you, I love it.
Of course, TikTok is the saving grace. Alright. Sounds like it's been quite a rollercoaster ride so far for your university life. And technically, we're not even fully completed into second year, so you've still got like, what, 3-4 months to go? So you better brace yourself for that as well. So, obviously you're part of the executive council at Harriet Watt, and you mentioned that one of your biggest goals was to expand its activities.
Yeah.
So, what was the biggest challenge with trying to expand the activities?
I think, like, for now we didn't quite yet, because I was elected in like November, December, right? So we didn't quite yet did a lot of things, but I really want postgraduate
competitive spirit within you. So over the last over the years at the university, how have you been able to take part in competitions or manage that competitive lifestyle on top of, you know, running all these different activities?
So all my life I always had so much things to do. I burned out a lot in my life. Right now I literally have also 5 jobs with, like, I just quit one, but like I still have 5 jobs with being an executive, with being a student, with being a dancer and a singer full time. So like I do a lot. Like this is my life, right? I sleep 3 hours and it's okay. Like I always did that. But I think like this competitiveness, I was a lot in clubs before. I liked it. It was okay. But I was really sometimes not feeling like my voice is special. A lot of times they were like, oh, but your voice is too good to perform there, or it's too loud to perform there. And I do understand, right? I'm not a bad player, I'm not like sad, I'm not angry when someone is taking it at me, right? But like, and then I was thinking and I was like, I do so much stuff. Like, literally.
It's just about juggling at that point.
That's the thing, and I don't want anyone to feel like, it's not I feel bad, it's just like I feel because I'm always the only French in one. I don't feel sometimes understand also because like it's different, right? When
it's a lot
in language and
technology
and everything, you feel like,
I mean, when you go to university, even I can say this from first experience, definitely one of the coolest parts about being a university student is you meet people from all over the world.
Yeah.
But the first time you go there, being able to connect with someone with something similar background to you always helps, because it's like that first transition, right?
Yeah, but like, I just, like, cultures are so different, I so love them, right? I talk a lot, I speak a lot to people, I listen to them for any opinions. I think it's important, right, to have an open mind. But at the same time, like, sometimes, you know, the spirit of Europe, I miss it too, because it's completely different. And it's just like sometimes I feel just not like everyone in the same spot.
It's not the same. It's,
yeah,
not,
it's
like
not the same.
That sense of togetherness sometimes can
disappear. Yeah. So that's why like even the director of the council,
right?
She's from Edinburgh, and she was like, "You're the first European to be in the council member from in Dubai."
Well,
congrats. And I was like, "What?" Like. How that happened? Like
how is that even?
Yeah. So I just think like I love it, but I didn't feel that integrated, and I was kind of disappointed of that because I just felt I think I came from a school where everyone was Europe French, really concentrated, and to be with an international school and everyone talks different, and then when they talk like in Russian or Indian in your face, you're like. Interesting.
It is a culture shock, definitely.
It is.
I mean, let's be realistic. One of the coolest parts about studying the UAE is the diversity here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then at the same time, if you don't necessarily find that few select people similar to you, you can kind of feel overwhelmed.
Yeah. So like, I'm in every groups because I love everyone and I love to discover new cultures and new men, like everything.
Right.
I am not close to any religion or any state of mind, like, I do understand.
It's an open society.
Yeah, I try just to understand, even for me, if it's wrong, I do try to understand and ask them questions, never change their mind, but just understand, right, to just have an open mind about it. But it's sometimes, I'm not finding my group.
Right.
That's the thing, yeah.
So. So it is kind of like obviously a bit of a sad tone to it.
It is, yes.
Of course. But I think one thing, apart from culture, that is, people, since joining university is something I realized, that people connect amazingly when it comes to their hobbies and interests.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I think we can all agree that when it comes to like hobbies and interests, whether it's sports or activities, people put their cultural backgrounds aside to focus on the passion itself.
Yeah.
So, obviously, do you feel that your talents and your hobbies, like music and dancing, have helped you create bonds and friendships in university?
That's for sure. Like, literally, I was the one arriving and be like,
pretty impressive.
18 people, like, the president was like, we have 120 people in the club, they never show up, that much people. And I was like, because it's new. And, like, when something is super new like this, people want to create things and want to learn about it. This is what I like about university. Because me too, I tried hip-hop, I tried Bollywood, because I didn't know about it. It doesn't mean I like it, but, like, trying and, like, have this experience, you know more people, and you learn more about them.
Definitely.
And I think, like, even music, I feel so good when we all sing together. It's good to showcase the voice, right? But, like, when you just have a bond with everyone just sitting and singing, with just, like, not doing a lot, like, on stage,
yes.
It's so a nice moment, and you just feel good, right? So this, I
it's
think...
It's something that everyone can bond with.
And I think that for her is what we're really strong with clubs. Like, the clubs are really, really doing their best to do the best as they can. Like, they do so many events, so many collabs between them. We have drama dance collab coming. We have, like, every time collab between them because they try to bond links with everyone. So, yeah. I talk a lot. Sorry.
Yeah, don't worry about that. It helps me save my voice. It does help me save my voice. But no, it is a very, like, what do you call it? It is a very interesting take, and a take that not many people notice, because many people think that when they go to university, it's academics. But I always like to tell people before they start university, don't worry, this isn't high school, this isn't middle school.
That's so different.
Yeah, like, definitely, yeah, academics is a priority, but then they do things to help make life easier for you in terms of a social life. That way you're not always bored going to the library and then coming out just
for
class.
I do tell them, don't, like, take a day off. Go, like, for events or something, and go learn something first.
You always gain something out of it. There is something.
Yeah, like, don't just, I know academics are important. I know the person of the universities, right? First, like, being an engineer and being in business, it's completely different. Because being an engineer, you have 32 hours per week. Business, you have 10 hours. Which is completely different, and I do understand that. But the second part, like, you'll regret that when you'll be, like, in your working life. You'll be like, where did my university life go? Like, did I enjoy myself enough? Did I, like, went out with someone?
Did I take advantage of the best 4 years of my life?
My freedom in a way,
yeah.
Right? But a lot don't, which I feel sad about, because
it's also, then it also sometimes come down to the person themselves, because, you know, it's all about whether or not you yourself as a person are, how would you say, I think the best way to phrase that, it also depends on whether the person is willing to, you know, express or reach out.
Yeah.
Because a major thing about a university social life is you need to be willing to get out in the open. Like, I'll be the first to say, and people, please do not go after me. I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of anime and K-pop, which is more or less what dominates the internet every single day.
Same for me, don't worry.
Yes. But it's always still cool to, like, go to their events, because anime and K-pop itself is a culture shock. Maybe, for example, if you're not a cook, or if you don't like, you know, the idea of culinary arts, some people still go to a culinary arts event to kind of experience that social culture, which is obviously in itself a big thing if you're willing to step out of your comfort zone.
That's true.
Now, moving on to something that I was holding and I really want to ask, is you brought up music, you brought up dance.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about probably something that has been a shining light in your personality, which is your music. So, I want to first ask, how did you get into music and singing in the first place?
When I was 2 years old, we were at the birthday of my grandma, and, like, it's a big thing, there were, like, 200 people. I stole the mic and I started singing.
Wait, like, you just took the mic?
Yeah.
From
the DJ, I just took it. And there's a video where I'm singing, I sing, and for her...
I don't think adults can get away with that. Me 2 years old, we're lucky to know. sounds like you have zero stage fright, a complete opposite of a lot of people.
No, and then like they look, it was serious when I sung for the French president and the Sheikh of Dubai.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
You sang for the French president?
Yeah.
Macron?
Yeah.
And the Sheikh of, when you say Sheikh of Dubai, we're talking about Sheikh Mohammed, right?
Yeah.
What? Wait, hold on, like, how did that even come about? Went from a group performance to the spotlight for yourself.
Yeah, it was a big thing. Like, honestly, like,
Was there nothing nerve-wracking about performing?
Seeing all this crowd of 5,000 people, so we did it twice, so 10,000.
Yeah.
I was just feeling great. I was happy to see all this crowd happy and dance with me. I was just happy to see that.
For you, the stage is like your, it's like your me zone. It's
yeah,
like your
yeah,
safe space. Same time, that must have been one, probably an experience that a lot of people would never even say, something that you will be able to hold on to for the rest of your life, I'm assuming.
That's true. You were still hearing their voice as a choir, but like not as a main voice, and I think it was a big shocking for them that they didn't get the information which I didn't know before. But like this experience was to sing La Perle, how it works and working.
Losing my mind.
I lost my mind. I was super mad. And
I'm not talking about losing my mind in a good way. You.
Not me, because I wanted a break, right? And my girlfriend was like, it would be a great idea. You're going to regret this if you didn't. So I listened to him, obviously.
Fair enough.
He was objective about it. So I listened to him, and I went to, like, they wanted to change who I was. I got to be quick. They wanted to change who I was with words like baby. So I rewrite completely all the song. Yes.
Oh.
I
Here's what happened after that. Still a lot to go, but it looks like for you that road in music is definitely building longer and longer and brighter and brighter as well. And just one more thing actually about your music is about actually the album, like the song that you're writing. You know, obviously there is heavy stigma about young artists. And we can all agree that when there's a young artist, whether they're amateur, pro, regardless of the position, a lot of things in terms of pressure comes to you. Like, if we just look away from the music, you've got the council that inherited what you got your degree, you've got, like you said, your five jobs. And one thing that impacts a lot of students is the mental health of this entire fiasco. Because for some people, it can just be the degree. For other people, it will barely affect them. But for some, they might be living in a bad situation, they're just going to live in denial about it. So, with everything that you're handling, in addition to the different types of pressure, how do you, in the best way you can explain it, how have you tried to, like, deal with all of these without trying to, you know, ruin the things that make you, you know, your identity or creative?
It didn't work for me.
But in a way, like, finding that solution yourself, self-discovery is probably, like, one of the most difficult things to achieve in this world.
Yeah.
And to be able to discover, especially during a time of, like you say, depression is not something silly to joke about. Like,
no.
It's a major thing that affects millions of students, whether you're in university, high school. So, for you to find self-discovery while also being able to find a way out of the hole that you're in. Not many people can say that, and obviously, it's very difficult to achieve, so, in a way, cops on you.
And so my new song is All Night, and at the end of the song where, like, the beat goes down, I refer it a bit to Ways to Fall, because you can see the big difference, and I feel it. Like, I feel more happy and more free than before, and I think I learned.
For some, it's matching Bill Gates.
Yeah.
For others, it's living their life the way they want to have control of their life. So, obviously, depending on what your ambition is, if you can achieve it, you're good to go. Thing is, it's always good to have, I mean, even if you're trying to find something by yourself, it's still good. There has to be someone, like someone you can still
even say
something.
Yeah, and one person can change your life. One person, one talk, one sentence can change your whole vision and your whole life. So I think it's important to have like a team like that behind you in school, right? When you're stressed, you have this pressure.
Yeah, it's always going to be good. But obviously, at the end of the day, it doesn't, my personal opinion, it doesn't matter how the road starts.
Yeah.
If you're able to look back at it and see where you are now, and if it's a good place you're in now, then that final result's always the better result.
That's true, but I do think for COVID, everyone got...
We don't talk about COVID here. We don't talk about COVID
mentally,
here.
Mentally, it was
totally
exhausting for everyone.
Oh.
As the people that lost their family, I'm part of it.
Compared to where you were 2 years ago, compared to now, I'd like to say that you're in pretty good shape.
Thank you.
Anywho, with that being said, that is all the time we have for the podcast. But one last thing, you are a singer. Is your voice okay to give a quick line?
Yeah, sure. What?
Your call. I think people would like to hear from your latest song.
Yeah, it's like...
Transition. Like I said, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much, Eva, for coming on. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
And I hope to see you going to one fest, coming to see all the universities.
And of course, Middle Texas winning it.
We'll see about that. They start training since November, so let's see.
Oh, we'll see.
Good luck for everyone.
Likewise. And if you guys want anything you want to say to Eva, obviously drop a comment down below. And you guys can check out all of Eva's socials on our Instagram page at Students Era. And you can also check her out on Spotify, if I'm not mistaken.
Spotify,
Apple Music, Agami, under the name of Evalia.
Yeah,
2 days. That being said, I hope everyone enjoyed. And my name is Dinara, and thank you for listening to another episode of the Students Era podcast. Thank you, and have a great day ahead.
It broke Catherine and Rimshaw's one, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, as I said last time, when I did an interview just for my song,
yeah,
it was supposed to take
20 minutes, I think you mentioned.
No, 1 hour.
1 hour?
It took 3.
Well.
And we didn't cover everything. Because he wanted to know everything in my life, he didn't cover.
Oh, jeez. Well, safe to say that today went splendid, in my opinion.
Thank you a lot. I'm happy that you chose me.
Thank you for accepting, actually, as well.
Ah,
that's another major
pleasure.
Thing.
And I'm not afraid to... I do feel sometimes it's important to be honest.
Right.
That's why I'm trying to be an influencer, too, because...